Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there's nothing that's kind of been sadder from my perspective as a longtime Gopher basketball fan, because when I was there watching them in the glory days, back in the Clem Haskins days, back when the Gophers made the run to the final Sweet 16, Elite Eight, and Final Four in a short period of time, Williams Arena, when it's rocking and rolling, is about as good as it gets, and that hasn't been the case for a long time, starting with when Clem got in trouble, then it went through, and then Dan Munson came in, and then he didn't do great. And we had a little bit with Richard Pitino, and then they tried Ben Johnson, and the program was not very good under him. And now they've went and got Nico Medved, and he's done a great job, it appears, he knows how to handle the transfer portal. He's got a very set way of playing games. He's won wherever he's gone. And I know last night Andy Greeter, who joins us from the St. Paul Pioneer Press, they were playing Gardner Webb, which you expect, you know, they were 25-point favorites. But apparently from what it looked like, and I got to tell you, I don't know how I missed the fact that this game was even played last night. I mean, I didn't even see it. So it's off my radar, and I'm a big Gophers basketball fan when they're good. It sounded like that this team might be pretty good, and at least it's going to be pretty exciting.
Yeah, I think, like you said, you have to take it with a grain of salt. Gardner Webb and KenPom Analytics is in the 300s.
Yep.
So they're 250 spots lower than the Gophers are in the mid-70s. So it's obviously with a grain of salt, but it's the first game, and I think you're able to kind of see some indicators of what this Gopher basketball team is going to be. They're going to move the ball. They're going to space the floor. They're going to cut. They're going to hustle. They're going to dive on the floor for loose balls. They're going to put an emphasis on defense, and I think you saw that right out of the gate in their first game last night, where they take a 23-1 lead and didn't let Gardner Webb score a bucket until the game was already 9 minutes gone. So I think there's some early indications about what this team can be. Obviously, they're still gelling. They're still coming together. They've got 9 new transfers. They've got 13 new players. So it's going to be a work in progress, but I think you're kind of able to see some early indications on what they might be.
So let's talk a little bit about some of these players. First of all, their leading scorer last night was Cade Tyson. And I believe Cade Tyson, he had 2 years at Belmont, and then he went to UNC and was kind of coming off the bench. But he is probably going to be the Gopher star?
Early indications are, yes, he's going to be their leading scorer. In the two exhibition games they had against North Dakota State and North Dakota, he was their leading scorer in both of those games, scoring 26 or 27 points. He's got a really nice shooting stroke. He has made 4, 5, 6 in both of those exhibition games, and was doing very similar things again last night. He's got good size at probably about 6'7". He can also kind of create off the dribble. He can get to the basket. I think he shot 14 free throws last night. Mm-hmm. So he was wildly efficient last night. So when he left Belmont, he's from North Carolina. When he left Belmont to go to the Tar Heels, he was considered one of the best transfer portal prospects out there. Obviously, it didn't work out for him with the Blue Blood Tar Heels. Like you said, he didn't get a lot of playing time. I didn't really fit for him. So he kind of fell off the radar a little bit. So Nico Medved is thrilled that he was able to come to Minnesota and be a what looks like a volume scorer.
Now, is it fair to say that this team doesn't really have a center, or do they? Because obviously Cade Tyson's a forward. Mm-hmm. Jalen Crocker yeah. Johnson came over from Colorado State. And then Robert Viola, who came over from, let me see if I got it written down, in San Jose State. That's their front court yeah. starting last night. Are they undersized as a front court, or do they have any big guys?
Yeah, they're going to be smaller, and that's going to be a real issue as they get into to Big Ten play. Robert Viola, like you said, who comes from San Jose State, is a pretty good rebounder in the Mountain West last year, but he's still only about 6'8". You know, Jalen Crocker Johnson, who was with Nico Medved at Colorado State and had them within a whisker of making the Sweet 16 a year ago, he's a pretty good rebounder at his size. I think he had 14 rebounds last night. So, yeah, that's going to be an issue for them. They feel like they've got some good players. They look like more like a basketball team. In previous years, you'd see a couple of guys that were key players, and you'd see them on the street, and you'd be like, I don't think that guy's a Division I basketball player.
Right.
That's not really the case this year. They look more like a basketball team, even if they don't have that top-end size that you're going to need when you get to Big Ten play.
Now, I saw that Isaac Asima, am I pronouncing that right? I mean, I've watched the Isaac Asima, the kid from Cherry, who was the big recruit yeah. last year, and had a very solid freshman season, I thought. He's starting now, and then there's Chansey Willis Jr., who was a big scorer at Western Michigan. He had 0 points yeah. last night, but apparently is he kind of the guy that's moving the ball around from the top of the key?
I think it was pretty bit of an anomaly that he didn't score. Mm-hmm. You know, Nico thinks he's going into the year. I think he told me that he thought Nico might be their number one leading scorer. So I think yesterday was kind of an aberration for him. But yeah, I think he's, like you said, he scored quite a bit when he was at Western Michigan, and he's expected to put the ball in the basket as well. But he can also create. In some of the exhibition games, he had a couple of no-look passes that were pretty nice. So yeah, he's kind of a leader, a veteran guy, and I'd imagine he'll score as well on top of distributing. And you know, Isaac Asima, like you said, had a pretty good true freshman year. They're looking for him to build on it this year. And then they got another guard in Langston Hughes from Northern Colorado, who's kind of their sixth man, and he'll also handle the ball a lot too.
Now,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, there's two true freshmen on this team, Kai Schinholster from Pennsylvania and Grayson Grove from Alexandria. Now, these guys didn't play a lot last night. I don't know if they're going to be in their rotation this year, but were these high recruits or mid recruits, or how would you rank the two freshmen that are on this team, which is now kind of a, I mean, I know, I think Richard Pitino says he doesn't even care about freshmen anymore, or Rick Pitino says he doesn't even recruit freshmen anymore. He just gets transfer guys. So, and that's really taken over college basketball, but any thought on these two freshmen?
Yeah, so Grayson Grove is a redshirt freshman. He was in the same class as Isaac Asima, but redshirted a year ago. So he's a Ben Johnson guy. And Kai Schinholster is also a Ben Johnson recruit that stuck in and continued on with Nico Medved. So since Medved was hired in March, he doesn't have a a freshman class. It's Kai Schienholzer, and that's it. But he's got a couple of freshmen that are coming in next year. Cedric Tomes from Eastridge, Nolan Anderson from Wayzata, and some other guys as well. So Nico's always going to – he prides himself, like P.J. Fleck, on being a developmental-type program, and he's going to have high school guys in that mix as well, also because those guys are cheaper and the Gophers don't have a lot of NIL money.
That's exactly
so
right.
It's going to be important that they bring in guys that are high school guys, and that'll always be kind of a backbone of what Nico does.
Who are the big favorites this year in the Big Ten?
Oh, it's Purdue with a bullet. They're really deep. They're number one in the AP poll. I think they open up tonight. Some other top teams in the Big Ten are Illinois and Michigan and kind of UCLA, even though UCLA kind of was struggling last night with a lower-level foe. It's going to be those teams. I think it's Purdue pretty much with a bullet, and then there's kind of some other contenders in there as well.
And have you had Big Ten Media Day yet? I'm sure. Where were the Gophers picked out of 18?
Yeah, so they don't have an official Big Ten poll, but there's a group of writers that I'm included in that ranks the teams. They came in 16th out of 18 teams.
Mm-hmm.
But, Scott, this is just such a crapshoot.
It is.
Right? I mean, like we talked about, they got 9 new transfers, 13 new players, and the Gophers are probably on the high end of how much turnover they have. But I would say, majorly speaking, these teams are all turning over a lot of guys. So you don't really know until you kind of get it over they have, but I would say majorly speaking, these teams are all turning over a lot of guys. So you don't really know until you kind of get into it and things kind of settle in, because you're kind of, it's really guesswork at the start.
And considering the talent, or mostly lack thereof, of last year's Gophers team, I think a lot of turnover is probably good for the Gophers at this point to have that done. Well, thanks, Andy. Appreciate it. I'm going to pay attention to the Gophers now. I can't let the opener sneak up on me. What's their next game? Saturday night at Williams Arena, is that right?
Yeah, they got Alcorn State on Wednesday, and then a real test a week from Wednesday when they go to Missouri, and Missouri's a pretty good team out of the SEC. So that'll be a really good litmus test to see where they're truly at.
All right, Andy, thanks for joining. Andy Greeter, St. Paul Pioneer Press, covers Gopher sports, including the football team and the basketball team, and the new-look Gophers opened the season last night. I think Nico Medved is going to have this team performing better than 16th in the conference. He's won everywhere he's gone, and he's got a system of play that seems to work pretty well. Coming up next, man, that Donald Trump is really going after. Don't throw a sandwich, or you might end up in court.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.